reverent obedience rewarded. Let's say that together. Reverent obedience rewarded. The word of the Lord to us today is this: how well are you reverencing the Lord in your life? How well are you reverencing the Lord in your life, in all of the details and the dynamics interpersonally and personally and otherwise, in your public life, in your private life? How well are you reverencing the Lord in your life? How thoroughly are you obeying the Lord in your life? Is your obedience compartmentalized? Is your obedience comfortable obedience? Can you understand afresh today that there are times when obedience to the word of the Lord is uncomfortable? Obeying God is not about comfortability. It's about honoring the Lord and seeing His reward come as a result of our reverent obedience. And so how thoroughly are you obeying the Lord in your life? Make no mistake about it. Reverent obedience is rewarded by God in your life dynamic.
Amen.
Spirit of God, come and do some fresh inventory in the lives of each person here in this place. Fresh inventory about how we go about our lives and our life dynamics, publicly and privately. And understanding afresh and be motivated afresh that reverent obedience is rewarded by God in your life dynamic. And catch this now, the reward is proportionate to the degree of reverent obedience that is demonstrated in your life dynamic. God is a just God.
Amen.
He is perfectly just.
Yes.
And He is going to reward every single person according to what they have done.
Yes.
According to what they have said.
Yes.
And one day there will be an ultimate reckoning for all of that before the throne of Jesus Christ. But in the meantime, let's say that together. In the meantime, there are consequences on this earth, in this life that we're living, even as born again believers. God wants to bless you. He wants to reward you. But He cannot reward disobedience. Just like a parent with their children is not going to reward disobedience. With unrepentant, recalcitrant disobedience comes punishment, comes the disciplining hand of the Lord. But it's meant to bring us unto the fruit of righteousness. Amen?
Amen.
It's meant to bring us into a place. The holy spankings are meant to bring us. How many of you here have experienced holy spankings from the Lord? Any adults here? I remember as a kid experiencing physical spankings from my dad for good reason. And there's a place in God's Word that talks about that. That if you withhold the rod, if you withhold corporeal punishment when it's needed, then you will lose the child. And there's a book in the book of Hebrews talks about how we are not to despise the disciplining hand of the Father in heaven on our lives, because it's meant to bring us into the fruit of righteousness. Amen. And so make no mistake about it. God rewards reverent obedience. Amen?
Amen.
The context of Psalm 128, the context of that, when you look into it, is God's reward upon a family household, husband, wife, and children, and then even speaking to the next generation, having to do with grandchildren. And so the context of Psalm 128 has to do with God's reward upon a family household. But catch this now, just like every other place in Scripture where there's a certain context, there are principles, catch this now, there are principles in this psalm that can be applied to anyone, whether or not you're married or have children. Amen?
Amen.
And so we're going to seek the Lord, whether you're married or not, whether you have children or not. We're going to seek the Lord by His Spirit to minister something fresh to us by way of principles that can be derived from the word of the Lord that will come to us today from Psalm 128. A word of exhortation, I believe that it is, to stir us up, to encourage us to progressive obedience. Progressive obedience. Let's say that together. Progressive obedience. And so now I'm going to be reading through, as the Spirit of God would give me unction to do, I'm going to be reading through a composite of multiple transliterations of Psalm 128. How many of you here are grateful for various transliterations of the Bible that are accepted transliterations that can give you more the fullness of what God intended for those scriptures? Aren't you glad for that?
Amen.
And so today I just want you to be receptive to the Spirit of God as I decree, a composite reading of transliterations from Psalm 128 to be imparted afresh to you. Everyone who honors the Lord, who walks in God's ways, will be truly happy.
Amen.
How many of you are looking to be truly happy?
Amen.
How many of you here have seen people that seem happy, but it's kind of phony? Anybody see a phony happy person? They're not truly happy. They're putting on a smile in front of you, but they don't seem to be truly happy. Well, God has true happiness in mind for each and every one of His people. Amen?
Amen.
But you need to honor the Lord. Amen? Yes. You need to walk in His ways. And if so, you will definitely enjoy what you've worked hard for. I mean, you're working hard for stuff. Working hard in the household, working hard in school, working hard in the workplace. Well, if you're honoring the Lord and you're walking in His ways, not only will you be truly happy, but you will enjoy what you've worked hard for and things will go well for you.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, sometimes we have some ups and downs. How many here with me have had some ups and downs in your life since you've come to know Jesus? But overall, it goes well for you. When you average the points, amen? When you look at the graph of your life from when you submitted your life to Christ to the point that you're going to be with Jesus in heaven, you see this graph of ups and downs and ups and downs. But if you average the points, it's a net gain with Jesus. Amen? It's a net gain with Jesus. Let's decree it together. It's a net gain with Jesus once again. It's a net gain with Jesus one more time. It's a net gain with Jesus because it really is. Amen?
Amen.
How many of you can lift a hand of testimony to say, yes, it is. My life with Jesus is a net gain. Can anybody lift a hand of testimony?
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
As you honor the Lord and as you walk in His ways, in your house, your wife will be like a vine full of fruit. Listen up, guys. And all around your table, your children will be like freshly planted olive trees. We'll get to the olive tree symbolism in a minute. Well, that's how it goes for anyone. For anyone who honors the Lord. They will be blessed.
Amen.
Amen. If you honor the Lord, you will be blessed. Amen?
Amen.
It'll be a net gain for you if you're honoring the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, we're going to have our troubles in this world. Jesus said, in this world you will have troubles. But take heart, I have overcome the world. And so in me, if you're honoring me, you will be blessed. May the Lord bless you. May you experience goodness your whole life long. And may you see your grandchildren and be at peace. Hallelujah. For the Lord rewards His faithful people. That's all there is to it. The Lord will bless you. Catch this now. If you respect Him. Are you respecting the Lord on social media? Are you respecting the Lord in your communications that are going forth? If you respect the Lord and you obey His instructions, your fields will produce.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I love that promise. But there's a condition to it, right? I want the work of my hands to be productive. Amen?
Yes.
But there's a condition to it. Respect the Lord in all your ways. obey his instructions. Where are his instructions? In the Bible. Amen.
Right.
And in accountability with godly relationships with the people around you. Amen. Your wife will be as fruitful as a grapevine. We'll get to the grapevine symbolism in a minute. Don't be concerned, guys. Just as an olive tree is rich with olives, your home will be rich with healthy, thriving children. Amen. How many of you here had some ups and downs with your children? Anybody here? And boy, it's like, whoa, are they healthy or not? I don't know. Sometimes they don't seem to be too healthy in one way or another. But as you hang in there with the Lord, as you hang in there with your children, guess what? The net gain is going to be, they're going to be healthy, growing, thriving children. Amen.
Amen.
And when they grow older, they will not depart from the word of the Lord as you have reverently obeyed and modeled that for them. Amen.
Amen.
That is how the Lord will bless everyone who respects him. Respecting him with our words, respecting him with what we're doing, respecting him with what we're thinking about. I pray that the Lord will bless you and prosper you as long as you live.
Amen.
It's a lifelong promise. As long as you're sucking breath here on this earth, it's a lifelong promise for you. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes it doesn't feel like that, does it? It doesn't feel like it sometimes. But you got to keep the big picture. Keep the big picture. Let's say that together. Keep the big picture. Say it again. Keep the big picture. Amen.
Amen.
Eternal perspective. Biblical worldview. Amen.
Amen.
That's how our hearts can be settled. In the times when we're wondering, what is going on here? This doesn't feel so blessed to me. Keep the big picture. Amen.
Amen.
May you live long enough to see your grandchildren and to be at peace. Amen?
Amen?
For great blessings belong to those, catch this now, who fear the Lord. It doesn't mean to be afraid of the Lord, and we're going to get into that word in a minute. Sometimes people are mistaken that we're supposed to be afraid. I was afraid of my dad because I knew that if I got out of line, boy, there was some consequences coming. There was more of a sense of being afraid. But the fear of the Lord is different than being afraid of the Lord. Why? Because the Lord wants to draw near to you.
Right.
And he wants you to draw near to him.
Right.
And so afraid is not in the vocabulary. Amen?
Right.
He wants an intimacy with us. He wants us to draw near to him. And as we do that, he draws near to us. Amen?
Amen.
But there's a fear, and we'll get to that in a minute, that flows out of a respect for the Lord, for the way that he wants us to live.
Yes. Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
Are we living the way he wants us to live?
Right.
Publicly and privately.
Right.
Are we putting on a front in public and then we're somebody else in private? Are we saying one thing and thinking another? Is there a place of wholeness between our thoughts and our words and actions? We'll get to that in a minute. Make no mistake about it. You will get what you work for. And you will enjoy the Lord's blessings and it will go well for you. Amen?
Amen.
At home, your wife will have children like a vine full of grapes. Sounds like a lot of work, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a blessing? It sure is a blessing. Because God says it's a blessing. Amen. The children around your table will be like an orchard full of olive trees. Yes, the Lord will really bless those who respect him. May the Lord bless you and may you enjoy his blessings all your life. And may you live to see your grandchildren and always enjoy peace. For the Lord rewards obedience.
Thank you, Lord.
Happy are those who obey the Lord, who live by his commands. Your work will provide for your needs. How many of you here have experienced that? That God has provided for your needs. Not necessarily provided what you want. How many of you, like me, have had some wants that really aren't needs? Can anybody lift a hand and say, oh, I want this and I want that, Lord. And please bless me because this is what I want. And the Lord's saying, well, you don't really need that. And so right now I'm just going to give you what you need. Can we be grateful for what God has given us, for what we need?
Yes.
There's another place in the scriptures that I'm reminded of now by the Spirit of God where the Apostle Paul said that if we have food and covering, with that we will be content. How content are we with what the Lord has provided for our needs? You will work, and the Lord will provide for your needs, and you will be happy and prosperous. Different ideas about what prosperous means. We'll get to that in a minute. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine in your home, and your children will be like young olive trees around your table. A man who obeys the Lord will surely be blessed like this. Make no mistake about it. A man who obeys the Lord will surely be blessed like this. There's no doubt about it in God's eyes. He says, I will surely bless you if you reverently obey me with your life. If you're progressively obeying me. If you're breaking down the walls of compartmentalization in your obedience, I will surely bless you. Amen? Can anybody else say amen?
Amen.
I know it's a little challenging. How many of you are challenged with the word obedience? It's a little challenging, isn't it? But the Lord will bless you and He will prosper you all the days of your life.
Thank you.
And you will see your grandchildren. You will live at peace. Be motivated and encouraged afresh today, saints of God. How joyous, how joyous, how joyous are those who love the Lord and bow their lives low before God, ready to obey Him.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Are you ready to obey the Lord? I mean, you can be in a place of obedience and you can look back on your life and say, Lord, I've been obedient as best I can understand. My heart's desire is to be thoroughly obedient, but I'm ready to be obedient for what you have next for me. Obedient not only to His word in the Bible, but obedient to the lead of God's Spirit. Obedient to a prophetic direction that would come into your life. Are you ready to be obedient for what the Lord has next? Can you say in confidence for what He's done for you up to this point? Lord, I'm ready.
Yes.
I'm ready to obey You for what You have next, even though I don't know exactly what that is. Can you do that with a joyful expectation? Because God promises that He will surely bless you.
Amen.
If that's the posture of your heart and mind, bowing your life before Him. Amen?
Amen.
And your reward will be prosperity. And happiness and well-being. What a combination. I don't know about you, but I like that combination.
Amen.
Prosperity, happiness, and well-being. Amen?
Amen?
As a whole. Taking your life as a whole. Sometimes I've had some unhappy times in my life as a believer. Anybody here have any unhappy times as a believer? Anybody here feel like you're not prospering at times as a believer? Anybody here feel like, oh, I don't know about well-being? We had a prophetic word today. Don't just survive, thrive. Amen?
Amen.
Don't just muddle along.
Right.
Move along. Amen. In the Lord, in the strength and the power of the Lord. What a blessed prophetic word that was today, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
I don't want to just survive. I want to thrive. Amen?
Amen.
And Psalm 128 is giving us an encouragement about that. That God wants to surely bless you. He wants to surely cause you to thrive. But it's predicated on our reverent obedience. Amen?
Amen?
This is God's generous reward for those who truly love Him. May the Lord bless you from His glorious presence and may you see the prosperity throughout your lifetime. And may happiness be yours, surrounded by your grandchildren. Make no mistake about it, saints of God. Those who stand in awe of the eternal God. Did you ever stop and take a minute to think about God's kind consideration toward you in the scope of all of creation? He created the whole universe. And you are the pinnacle of His creation. Man, just stop and think about that for a minute. That causes me to refresh my awe for the eternal God that created me. I am part of the pinnacle of His creation of the whole universe. Think about that. Oh man, I'm just getting chills thinking about it. Anybody here getting chills in the spirit thinking about that? Sometimes we need to just stop and think. And stop and say, wow. Of all that God has created, the whole universe, I am part of the pinnacle of His creation. Humankind is the pinnacle of God's creation, let alone those who have reverently submitted their lives to obey Him. Amen?
Amen.
And for those who stand in awe of the eternal God in that way, who follow wherever He leads, are you willing to follow the Lord wherever He leads? Wherever He leads, even if you don't know right now where that is. Are you willing to say, Lord, I will. If You're leading, I'm following. If You're leading, I'm following, Lord, wherever You lead me. Amen? There's a place of reverent, obedient submission to the Lord that He honors and He blesses. And He says, you know what? I'll show you the way. How confident are we in the Lord showing us the way where we don't even know where He's taking us yet? Amen? Following wherever He leads, committed in our hearts, we will experience His blessings along the way. God will use your hard work to provide you food, and you will prosper in your labor, and it will go well for you. Your wife will be like a healthy vine producing plenty of fruit, a spring of life in your home. I like that imagery. Hey, honey, you're home. Oh, what a spring of life my wife is. She's just pouring out afresh upon me most days. Your children will be like young olive shoots, and you will watch them bud and bloom around your table. Such are the blessings the eternal God lavishes. We have a God that lavishes blessing upon us. Amen. There's a storehouse of blessing in heaven for each and every one of you, assigned and appointed to each and every one of you that God's pouring out little bit at a time, in His time, in His way, pouring out lavish blessings upon your life. Amen. He knows what we're ready for. We're not always ready for what we think we're ready for. Amen? In God's time, in God's way, He will pour out a lavish blessing upon you. What a blessing to know. May the eternal God continue to pour out His love upon you, showering down blessings from His holy heaven. May you see prosperity all of your days, and may you have the privilege of seeing your grandchildren as they grow, and may peace be flourishing throughout your life. Oh, so many wonderful, blessed words there, amen, that go right along with the prophetic word that was spoken today. Flourishing, thriving, lavishing, blessing, amen?
Amen.
That's what God has in mind for you. All we need to do, easier said than done, reverently obey God. Simple, right? All I have to do is reverently obey God, and all of these blessings are in store for me. Reverence the Lord, trust the Lord, obey the Lord, and blessings will be on all those who do so. Reverence the Lord, trust the Lord, obey the Lord, and it will bring rewards of prosperity and happiness upon your life. Reverence the Lord, trust the Lord, and obey the Lord, and you will have contentment in your home. Peace in your home. Reverence the Lord and trust the Lord and obey the Lord. And if you have children, they will grow up vigorously in the Lord. Make no mistake about it. Hear it afresh today. Receive it afresh today. Respond to it afresh today. That God rewards those who reverence, trust, and obey Him. And the reward is continual, ongoing blessings from heaven. I started to say on glowing, and I think that could fit too. Amen? In the spirit of what God's saying. The reward is continual, ongoing, on glowing blessings from heaven, as well as human joys. Amen? There's spiritual blessings that God showers down from heaven that minister to our soul. And then through all the context of Psalm 128, there are human joys. Amen. How many of you here know that there are godly human joys? Amen. That we can enjoy in this life. And God has all that in mind for you. The reward for those who reverence, trust, and obey Him is generational as well. Amen. For you and your children and then your grandchildren. What a lavish God that we serve. Amen. For those who reverently fear and worship the Lord by walking in His ways and living in accordance to His commandments, not just any old way, not just in a self-stylized way. There's self-stylized Christianity is rampant in the church today. There's so much self-satisfying permissiveness that's going on in the church today. And God, by His Spirit, is saying, walk in My ways, live in accordance with My commandments, and you will be blessed and happy and fortunate. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, man, why do we water that down sometimes?
Yeah.
There's a lot of watering down in the church today.
Yeah.
As it relates to, well, I'm a born-again Christian and I can live whatever way I want. Not the case. The Spirit of God caused me to reminisce on Psalm 1. Make a note of it. It's not up on the board here, but Psalm 1 is reminiscent of Psalm 128. Oh, the joys of life for those who delight in doing everything. Everybody say everything. Everything. Doing everything that God wants them to. Meditating on His Word. Are you in His Word every day? Are you getting into the Bible at whatever time of day works for you? Are you creating a place of God's presence wherever you get into the Word? And are you saying, oh, Spirit of God, come and minister something afresh to me from Your Word today? If you come before the throne of God like that, He will honor your heart cry. He wants to bless you in a lavish way from His Word. And Psalm 1 tells us that if you're meditating on His Word and you're thinking about ways to follow Him more closely, are you thinking about ways to follow Him more closely as you go through the day? Are you deciding not to walk in the counsel of the ungodly? There's a lot of ungodly counsel out there. There's a lot of counsel out there in the world that sounds good, but it's not in line with God's Word. Are you deciding not to walk in the counsel of the ungodly? Are you following in the advice of the wicked? Are you deciding not to hang around with sinners, partaking of their sinful ways? Oh, well, God will forgive me. I'll just hang around with sinners and partake of their ways. God wants us to hang around with sinners, but in order to reach them for Christ, amen? To find common ground with sinners, to find common ground with those who have yet to come to know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, without partaking of their sinful ways, amen? Different from hanging around with sinners, doing what they do for our own self-satisfaction, saying, oh, well, God will forgive me. Watch out. Watch out. Watch out. Because the judging hand of God can come upon the life of a believer even in this life. Are we scoffing at the things of God? Well, understand that the Lord watches over the plans and paths of the godly. And all that they do will prosper. But the paths of the ungodly lead to doom, even in this life, let alone eternally. Those who reverence, trust, and obey the Lord and purpose to follow in His ways will enjoy the fruit of your labors and how joyful and prosperous you will be. Peace and prosperity will be your reward to your children's children. And your children will be like vigorous olive trees. And your wife will be like a fruitful grapevine flourishing within your home. Now, understanding the Hebrew and Aramaic root words in context of this psalm, the word reverence means to stand in awe of, to the point of fear. We talked about how we can gain an awe for God, right? We just talked about that. Reverence means to stand in awe of God to the point of fear, an attitude of deep respect. An attitude of deep love and awe for God, a posture of esteem and honor and admiration and adoration and devotion to God. And all that you would think and all that you would say and all that you would do. Hey, nobody does it perfectly. Anybody here do it perfectly yet? Anybody here imperfect? If you're imperfect, lift your hand with me and say, I don't do it perfectly yet. The Apostle Paul said in the third chapter of Philippians, toward the end of that, he said, you know what? I haven't attained to it yet, but I'm striving for it. I'm striving for it. I'm not who I was, but I'm not yet who I'm going to be. Amen?
Amen.
The Hebrew Aramaic root word for trust in this psalm means to have a bold, confident security. Catch this now. In reliance upon. Who are you relying upon? What are you relying upon? It means to have a firm belief and confidence in the honest reliability and integrity and justice of the one in whom we are relying on. Amen?
Amen.
He is perfectly reliable. He is perfectly integral. He is perfectly just. Amen? How firm is our belief and confidence in that? Do we have a posture of certainty and assuredness in the safekeeping protection of God over our lives? How certain and assured are we that He has our back and that we're keeping ourselves in His hands? Amen?
Amen.
The Hebrew Aramaic root word for obey from this psalm means to hear, catch this now, to hear, understand, and heed. To hear, understand, and heed. Are you hearing and listening for the Lord? Are you understanding? Are you asking Him to give you understanding and then asking Him to give you the faith to heed that understanding? That's really what's wrapped up in the word obey, to hear from the Lord. If not, who are you hearing from? To understand what the Lord has in mind. If not, what are you understanding? It's a misunderstanding if you're not understanding from the Lord's perspective. Amen? Anything other than the Lord's perspective is a misunderstanding. And then are we heeding? What are we heeding? Are we heeding the still small voice of the Lord and the Word of God? Are we heeding all the other competing voices that are competing with the still small voice of the Lord for our mindset? The essence of this word is to be guided by and submit to given instructions and orders, to comply with, to be regulated by, to conform to, and to be governed by. It sounds constraining, doesn't it? Most of us don't want to be governed. Especially when we see what the government's done in our nation. I don't want to be governed. Anybody here feel like they want to be governed? But I'll tell you what, when you're governed by God, when you're conforming to Him, when He's governing over you, when you're allowing Him to govern over you, then there's a lot of liberty within that government. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. There's all kinds of liberty and all kinds of freedom within the boundaries of what God has in mind for you. Amen? It's not restrictive. There's a place of liberty and freedom and protection and provision and guidance and direction within the boundaries of what God has in mind for your life. Amen?
Amen.
It reminded me of Romans chapter 12, verse 2. The Apostle Paul was speaking to believers in the Roman church then, and God by His Spirit speaking to us today. Do not copy the behavior and customs of this world. This world is not your home. If you're really a born-again, Spirit-filled, devoted follower of Jesus Christ, then you should have the essence in your heart that says, I'm a foreigner here. This world is not truly my home. My home is in heaven, and I'm getting there. Amen?
Amen.
And so why would I copy the behavior and the customs of a foreign world that I'm not part of, really? I'm here, but I'm not here, if I could just say it that way. I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. Amen? But instead, be a new and different person with a fresh newness in all that you think and say and do by the Spirit of God and the Word of God. Be transformed and changed by the entire renewal of your mindset. It's a process. It's a process. Let's say that together. It's a process. The renewal of your mindset is a process. But we have to engage that process. Amen. It just doesn't just happen on its own. We have to engage it. By the Word of God, by the Spirit of God, through prayer and time in the Word and fellowship with one another, trusted relationships with other brothers and sisters in Christ, we can be transformed and changed by the entire renewal of our mindset with the ideals and attitudes of godliness, so that we may prove for ourselves what is good and acceptable in God's sight for our lives. Amen. What is good and acceptable in God's sight for our lives. Amen? The word reward from the Hebrew Aramaic root has the essence of simply to bear fruit, to be fruitful. But the implication of it is that it's something given in return for good. A recompense for something good. The bounty awarded by God in consideration of good. Amen?
Amen.
The reference to vigorous olive trees as it relates to children. I got into looking into some of the symbolism of olive trees. There's a lot that goes along with an olive tree. But in the essence of this psalm, the symbolism of an olive tree represents loving camaraderie. Loving camaraderie between siblings. It symbolizes stability and tranquility as it applies to your children as a whole. Amen?
Amen.
How many of you here wonder about that sometimes with your children? Loving camaraderie? Stability? Tranquility? Well, they have their moments, right? Everybody say, they have their moments. They have their moments. Keep the big picture. Keep the big picture. God is promising that your children, if you're reverently obedient to the Lord, progressively, living your life as a whole, in reverent obedience to the Lord, as a mom and a dad that have children, then God will bless you with children that demonstrate loving camaraderie, stability, and tranquility. That's a promise. Amen?
Amen.
And then there's a reference to flourishing, fruitful grapevine, referring to the wife. And a grapevine is symbolic of, catch this now, sacrifice and abundance of love from God. Let that sink in, husbands. A symbol of sacrificial devotion to God and appreciation for the life that He has given us to live. It reminded me of Jesus at the Last Supper. And He used the element of wine as a symbol of His sacrificial blood being poured out. And where does wine come from? It comes from grapes. Which brings us back to the symbolism of sacrificial love of God. Amen?
Amen.
And that being a characteristic of a flourishing wife. Amen? The Hebrew Aramaic root word for peace means completeness and soundness, to be completed and to be at ease, an undisturbed state of mind, free from mental conflict, harmony and accord, being reconciled with God. Oh, there's such harmony and accord that comes into our lives when we know that we're reconciled with God through Christ Jesus, our Savior and Lord. And reverently obeying Him. Amen?
Amen?
And finally, the word prosperous. A lot of different definitions for the word prosperous. A lot of self-stylized perspectives on prosperous. But the Hebrew Aramaic root words here in this psalm, catch this now, means to be in a place of quiet ease. Think about what it would take for your life to be in a place of quiet ease. It's not just about bank accounts and money and stuff. Amen?
Amen.
It's the continued favor of God which is conducive to ongoing success. Catch that. The continued favor of God conducive to succeeding, thriving. There's that word again. Flourishing, well-disposed, heartening, hopeful, encouraging, reassuring, and pleasing. Amen?
Amen?
Does that help your perspective on what it means to be prosperous?
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
It's not what people think it is. But God knows what it is.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen?
Yes. Make no mistake about it, a life that is lived in accordance with God's word and will experience a recurrent reward of God. Reverent obedience is rewarded by God through Christ Jesus, our Savior and Lord. Amen?
Amen?
Bow your heads and take a quiet moment of prayer reflection now. prayer response, it's so important that we respond to the word of the Lord as it's come to us today. Because when we respond, then that activates the word in our lives. Amen? Take some quiet moments now to do that right where you are.